The light of guidance, 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 the light of guidance.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon that person, 10 of his sins are forgiven and his rank is elevated 10 times. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayki ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khushamdeed. Welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful silsila of this beautiful series which is aired on Madri channel, that is none other than the light of guidance. Alhamdulillah, we all know the light of guidance refers to the beautiful religion of Islam, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the religion which teaches us peace, the religion which teaches us harmony, the religion which teaches us muhabbat and love, the religion which teaches us brotherhood, the religion which teaches us the love not only of our parents but the love of our relatives, our family members, our elders, our brothers, sisters, and those around us as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, the light of guidance. How beautiful is this light of guidance? Alhamdulillah, in the previous episodes, we have discussed some very important and beautiful topics which are also relevant to the youngsters, the youth of today. Because indeed, the youngsters are the future generation. They are our future leaders. They are going to be the leaders tomorrow. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So today, if we rectify them, if we put good things, good thoughts in their hearts, in their mind, then tomorrow they will be able to rectify the coming children. Subhanallah. And likewise, this environment will become a beautiful and fragrant environment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Before we discuss today's episode, let's all make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his actions. Make good intentions. And the more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No doubt, make good intentions such as I will listen to the entire program from beginning to end. Inshallah, whenever I hear the name of Allah, I will say Jalla Jalaluhu or Ta'ala or Subhanahu wa Ta'ala or Azza wa Jalla. And likewise, when I hear the name of the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when I hear the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will place my thumbs on my lips and place them over my eyes. I will recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, when I hear the name of any sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And if it's a female, I will say radiyallahu ta'ala anha. If I hear the name of any wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will say rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Likewise, these kind of good intentions, you may make, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Today's topic is very beautiful topic. Something which needs to be discussed in today's time especially. Something which unfortunately many of us overlook and many of us sideline this important topic. Many of us don't focus on this beautiful topic which we are going to discuss today. I will first narrate a very beautiful incident with regards to Sayyidina Isa al-Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. And from this, inshallah, we will then go towards our beautiful topic. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A man once came to Hazrat Sayyidina Isa al-Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam and said that I wish to stay in your company so that I may acquire the knowledge of Sharia. Subhanallah. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salam permitted the person to stay with him. During a journey, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and this person reached a canal where he alayhi salam said, "Let's eat." He alayhi salam had 3 pieces of bread. After both of them had eaten 1 piece of bread each, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam went to drink water from the canal. In the meantime, this person hid the 3rd piece of the bread. This person was accompanying Hazrat Isa alayhi salam. When Hazrat Isa alayhi salam returned, he asked this person, "Where is the 3rd piece of bread?" So this man lied. And he said, "I don't know." Hazrat Isa alayhi salam did not say anything. After some time, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said, "Okay, let's carry on. Let's carry on with our journey. Let's move ahead." On the way, they saw a deer with 2 of its fawns, a deer with 2 of its children, 2 of its babies. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam called one of the fawns and the fawn came to him. Allah Allah, the Anbiya and the Prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have the ability of speaking to animals as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And we also see this in the blessed seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that yes, the animals came to the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they actually expressed their problems in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could also understand the language and the words of those animals. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is indeed the greatness of my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So if my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has the ability and the power, the authority of removing the difficulties and solving the problems of even animals, then definitely if any ummati from the bottom of his heart asks and requests in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to fulfill our lawful desires, to remove our difficulty, to solve our problems inshallah, then with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no doubt indeed the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will definitely help the ummati who calls him. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salam called one of the fawns and one of the fawn came to Isa alayhi salam. Then Hazrat Isa alayhi salam slaughtered it, roasted it, and both of them ate it together. After they finished eating, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam collected the bones of the fawn and he said, "Qum bi'idhnillah," that stand, rise from the dead by the hukum and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In no time, this dead fawn stood up and returned to its mother whilst running. Allah Allah. Then Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said to the man that, "I make you swear to Allah who has empowered me to show this miracle, tell the truth. Where is the 3rd piece of bread?" Allah Allah. The man again replied and he said, "I don't know." Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said, "Okay, let's carry on. Let's move ahead." They carried on. As they walked further, they reached a river. And there was no bridge or no means of crossing the river. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salam held that man's hand and continued to walk on the river until they crossed the river and reached the other side of the river. Allah Allah. Then Isa alayhi salam said, "I make you swear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has empowered me to show this miracle that I can walk on water. Tell the truth, where is the 3rd piece of bread?" Allah Allah. The man again replied, "I do not know." Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said, "Let's carry on, let's go ahead." Subhanallah. The Prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also have the ability of walking on water as well. Subhanallah. These are just few miracles of the Anbiya alayhi salam. There are thousands and countless of miracles which the Anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can perform. Subhanallah, subhanallah. As they walked further, they reached a desert. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam piled up some sand and he addressed the sand and said, "Oh pile of sand, turn into gold by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Allah, 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 subhanallah. Even the sand, something which can't walk, something which can't speak, something which can't listen, something which can't understand, even that sand obeys the order of a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salam said, "Oh pile of sand, turn into gold by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Immediately that pile of sand turned into gold. Allah. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam took the gold and he divided it into 3 parts. And he said, "One part is mine, one share is mine, the other share is yours, and the 3rd one is for that person who has taken the 3rd piece of bread." Allah, Allah. When this person heard this, he immediately said, O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was me who had taken the third piece of bread. When Hazrat Isa alayhi salam heard this, he said, take all this gold. And then he left the man behind. So Hazrat Isa alayhi salam carried on his journey, and this man went his way. So this man took the gold, he wrapped it up in a shawl, then he started moving away. On the way, he came across two other men. And these two people saw that this person has some gold with him. So immediately they had an evil thought in their mind that let's kill him. Let's kill him and take the gold. We'll steal the gold. Allahu Akbar. But this person, he managed to prevent them. And he said that, listen here, don't kill me. Let's do something. We'll take this gold and let's split it into three pieces. One piece for you, one piece for him, one piece for me. All three of us will be happy. So they agreed. And they said, okay, this is what we are going to do. We're going to split the gold into three and we are going to distribute it amongst ourselves. Then he said that, okay, before we distribute it, one of us should go to the city with little gold and buy some food. So we can enjoy, you know, a nice tasty meal. And then we'll sit down when we are full and we'll distribute the gold amongst ourselves. So they agreed. So one person went to buy the food and two of them stayed there looking after the gold. The person who went to buy the food, you know, when he went there, in his heart, greed started coming. And he said that, you know, let's poison this food. So I'll poison the food, I'll take it back to them. They'll eat the food, both of them will die, and all the gold will remain by me. So that's what he did. He poisoned the food and he brought the food back. Here, these two people planned that when he comes, we'll kill him. When he will kill him, there'll only be us two. And both of us will then divide this gold, half for you, half for me. So they said, okay. So there he planned and put poison in the food. Yeah, they planned to kill him. And when he came, both of these people, both of them, murdered him. After murdering him, they were happy that, you know, now it's just us two. Let's sit down, let's enjoy, let's eat first. And then we'll distribute the gold half and half. As they sat down to eat and they ate the food happily, the food was poisoned. And both of them also died. Allahu Akbar. And the gold was still remaining. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam returned with his companions and he came across the dead bodies. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam pointed to the gold and the bodies of the three men and he said, see, this is the reality of the world. It is obligatory for you to stay away from it. Allah, Allah, Allah. This is a beautiful lesson which you come to learn from this beautiful incident. Yes, we come to learn about the mu'ajizat and the miracles which the anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perform, subhanAllah. And even the awliya, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they also perform many miracles, subhanAllah. The anbiya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we have just learned now, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam spoke to the animals. The animals could understand them. They could understand the animals, subhanAllah. They would even converse with a pile of sand, and the sand would even become gold, subhanAllah. They could walk over water. These are the prophets of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. What can they do, subhanAllah? That is beyond our imagination, beyond our understanding, subhanAllah, subhanAllah. As somebody has very beautifully stated that, chahe to isharon se apne kaya hi palat de dunya ki, chahe to isharon se apne kaya hi پلت دے دنیا کی یہ شان ہے ان کے غلاموں کی تو سرکار کا عالم کیا ہوگا سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ and amongst these beautiful lessons which we come to learn from this incident one beautiful lesson سبحان اللہ is this world حضرت عیسیٰ علیہ السلام pointed and he said see this is the reality of this world it is obligatory for you to stay away from it means the more a person goes after the world the more further This world runs away from him and there comes a time where this person's life will end, but this world will never ever come in his grasp. It's like a never-ending circle. A person runs. You know, his entire life, a person is chasing the world. Eventually, nothing happens. He ends up in his grave and the world he didn't achieve. Allahu Akbar. Unfortunately, this is the condition and situation of many of us today. That every moment, the only thing we are thinking about is this world. How to attain the world? What should we do for this world? You know, every person dreams and thinks that you know, he wants the world to be under his feet. Whereas the teachings of Islam is, you must stay away from the world. Yes, you stay away from the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that this world itself will come and be placed under your feet. Subhanallah, subhanallah. But you go after this world, you chase this world, you run behind this world. Allahu Akbar. The more you run behind it, the more further this world is going to move away from you. Allahu Akbar. A very beautiful narration is present in front of me. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbih, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated, Hazrat Isa alayhi salam passed by a town whose dwellers, humans and jinns, beasts and birds, all four-footed animals and insects were dead. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam stood for a while and kept looking at it. Then paying attention to his followers, he said, all of them have died at the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it wasn't the case, if it wasn't the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then all of them wouldn't have been dead together. Isa alayhi salam called these dead people. He said, oh people of this town, one of them replied, Labbayka ya Ruhullah, ya we are. O Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya we are. Yes, we are present. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam asked, what was your sin? He replied, we used to worship Shaitan and love the world. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam asked, what was your worship of Shaitan? He replied, we used to follow the ones who were disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam asked, how was your love for the world? He replied to us, as a child loves his mother. When the world would come to us, we would feel happy. And when it would go away from us, we would feel sad. We had high hopes, and at the same time, we were displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by disobeying him. He alayhi salam asked, how has this happened to you? What happened to you? How this entire situation took place? The person replied, we spent the night peacefully, but in the morning we were in Hawiya. He alayhi salam asked, what is Hawiya? He replied, Sijin. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam asked, what is Sijin? He replied, it is a live coal of fire equal to the whole parts of the world, equal to all the parts of the world in which the souls of all of us have been buried. He alayhi salam asked, why are your companions not talking? He replied, they cannot talk. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam asked about the reason. Then why can't your companions speak? So he replied, the rains of fire have been put in their mouths. Hazrat Isa alayhi salam asked, how then are you talking to me, though you are also one of them? The person replied, surely I am one of them, but I am not in the state in which they are. When trouble came, I also became the victim along with them, and now I am hanging with a hair in Hawiya. I do not know whether I will be thrown into the fire or I will achieve salvation. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But this is the reality of this world. We have just seen now that one of the reasons why these people were destroyed was they would just run behind the world. Everything of theirs was evolving around this world. When the world would come to them, they would become happy, they would feel happy. When the world would leave them, they would start becoming sad, they would start becoming sorrowful. Allahu Akbar. In that love of the world, they started disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, this world is a place where we need to plant for the year after. This world is a field. We plant here, whatever seeds we place in this world, the fruits of those seeds we will attain in the hereafter. You plant the seeds of taqwa, the seeds of piety, the seeds of following a right life, the seeds of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the seeds of living your lifestyle according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. In the hereafter, you will see the fruits and the benefits of all of these seeds which you planted in this world. On the other hand, a person uses this world for disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the love of this world, in the luxuries of this world, a person is just engrossed in this world so much so that he leaves the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He starts disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He starts displeasing Allah and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the outcome of this you will see in the hereafter as well. The Holy Quran speaks about the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Allah ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, I'alamu annama al-hayatu al-dunya la'ibu wa lahu wa zinatu wa tafakhurun baynakum wa takathurun fil amwali wal awlad. Translation from Kanzul Iman, you should know that the life of this world is nothing but play and amusement and adornment, and your boasting amongst yourselves and the desire to surpass each other in wealth and children. Allah, Allah, Allah. The Sirat al-Jinan mentions in the tafsir of this ayat that the reality of the world is being mentioned in this ayah. So the Muslims do not feel inclined to it because the world is very less beneficial and is about to end soon. In this blessed ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned five things about the world. Number one and number two, the life of the world is only fun and frolic, that is the pastime of children. Further, to work hard only for attaining it is nothing but a waste of time. Number three, the life of the world is the name of beauty and adornment, that is the way of woman. Number four and five, the life of the world is the name of feeling proud and being arrogant of one another and wanting more wealth and children than others. When this is the state of the world and it has such defects, then one should become occupied with the acts by which his hereafter life may improve instead of taking interest in this world and making efforts to gain this world. Allahu Akbar. Means this world is just it's just amusement. It's a play. It's a place of fun. It's a place of luxuries. It's a place where every sort of evil and filthy thing is present in this world. As a Muslim, your duty is not to go towards the evil of this world. As a Muslim, your duty is to abstain from the evil of this world. As a Muslim, your duty is to use this world to prepare for your hereafter, for your akhirah. So clearly it's mentioned that it's a place of your boasting amongst yourselves and the desire to surpass each other in wealth and children. Means competition takes place. Who can have more wealth? Who can have more luxuries? Who can have more cars? Who can have, you know, more things? Yes, the Sahaba Ikram also used to have competitions amongst each other. But the competition of the Sahaba Ikram was nothing like the competition which we have. The competition the Sahaba Ikram used to have, who can make more sajda in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who can perform more tahajjud in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who can keep more fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who can perform more nawafil for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who can give more sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who can, you know, commit and perform more good deeds in order to rectify himself, in order to save himself from the punishment and the torment of the hereafter? This was the competition amongst the Sahaba Ikram. Who can go closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who can perform more good deeds? This was their competition. Not that who can have the smartest car, who can have the smartest house, who can have the best lifestyle, who can have the largest amount of wealth in the whole city. No, this was not the competition of the Sahaba Ikram. So yes, in this world you must have competition, but have competition for good things. The moment a person starts having competition with each other, what then? Jealousy also comes in your person's heart. Why? Why does he have so much? How did he become so successful? How did he become so great? How did he become so honored, so respected? With that, takabbur also comes. A person surpassed another person. He starts feeling, yes, I became something today. I crossed him. I became better than him. My car is better than him. My house is better than him. My lifestyle is better than him. This disease of takabbur starts coming in a person's heart. Then we have the disease of hubbeja. We like people to praise us. We love people to speak good things about us. Then we have the disease of inclining towards this world. Then we have the disease of hurting another Muslim brother's heart. Why? Because when competition starts taking place, then we'll do anything just to disgrace the next person. We'll do anything just to bring that person down. We'll do anything to make sure, you know, his reputation is tarnished in this world. So with this competition, how many evil things come? Yes, with this competition, even lying will come. With this competition, even deception will take place. With this competition, even fighting, abusing, ma'adallah, even some people will go to the limits of killing one another just to surpass and succeed and cross the limits and cross the next person in this competition of this world. One day just sit down and think, suppose I surpassed everyone. I crossed everywhere. I have the best house, the best luxuries. How long will I enjoy? 5 years, 10 years, 1500, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70. And then what's going to happen? One day or the other, I'm going to leave this world. Today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, now, a second later, a moment later, I'm going to leave this world. What's going to be left with me? Am I going to take my, you know, fancy house and fancy car in my grave? Am I going to take my fancy whatever it is with me in the grave? Am I going to take all of this wealth with me in this grave? No. Everything is going to be remaining here behind. Everything is going to be left behind. The only thing I'm going to take in the grave is the good deeds which I have. The only thing I'm going to be taking in the grave is the good actions which I performed. The only thing I'm going to be taking in my grave is my amal. My good deeds will come with me. My bad deeds will come with me. My amal are going to come with me. I did wrong in this world. In order to attain this world, I did every wrong thing. Then I'm going to suffer in the grave. My wealth is not going to come and save me. My children are not going to come and save me. My wife, my car, my house, my luxuries are not going to come and save me. It's just my amal day. On the other hand, a person doesn't go engrossed in this world. He obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is humble in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is humble in front of people. Tomorrow, these actions are going to help him in the grave. These actions are going to help him in the hereafter. Some people say, you know, Mulasab, we need to earn a living. We need to do something. We need to put food on the table. We need to support our family. Yes, do these kind of things. I'm not stopping any person. You are doing business, do business. You need to look after those around you. You need to look after your parents, your siblings, whatever the case is. You are a female, you need to look after your children, your parents, everyone. You know, you need to earn something in this world in order to support your family members, your relatives. But the moment you're earning, the moment this world, the moment your lifestyle takes you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you start displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you start disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you must know that this world became an obstacle between you and the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Anbiya alayhi wassalam, the Sahaba-i-Kiram, they all performed, many of them did business, they did tijarat. Yes, they traded, they bought, they sold. But that buying and selling did not distract them from their aim. And their aim was, we are in this world to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not in this world to earn this money. We are not in this world to earn the luxuries of this lifestyle. No. Our aim in this world is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what we are earning. It is so we can love. It is so we can carry on our life. So we may worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our life. So this is the lesson which the Sahaba-i-Kiram, the Anbiya alayhi wassalam, the Awliya-i-Kiram left for you all. This world is there, but it's not a place for you to live in such a way where you even forget that you are going to leave this world one day. Let's listen to what the blessed saints of Islam have said regarding this world. Sayyidina Ali Khawas rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, "The world is a daughter of the cursed shaitan. Anyone loving the world is the husband of Shaitan's daughter. Shaitan visits the world seeking person. The person who seeks this world, Shaitan visits him because of his daughter. So, oh my brother, if you want to stay safe from Shaitan, do not establish a relationship with his daughter, means with this world." Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Fudail bin Ayyad, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, stated that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah has said, "On day of judgment, an extremely ugly, blue-eyed old woman with her teeth sticking out will appear in front of people. They will be asked, 'Do you know her?' People will reply, 'We seek refuge in the blessed court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from recognizing her.' They will be told, 'This is the same world you used to be proud of. You used to break off relations due to it and used to feel jealousy and enmity towards one another because of it, because of this world. Then it, means the world in the form of this old woman, will be put into hell. She will call, 'Oh my creator, where are my followers and my people?' Allah Azza wa Jalla will say, 'Bring them also with her.'" Allah, Allah, Allah. Allahu Akbar. This is the sad reality. This is the reality of this world. It's not a place where a person, you know, should spend every moment with, every moment he is heedless and negligent of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jagaji lagane ki dunya nahi hai, ye ibrat ki jaa hai, tamasha nahi hai. It's a place where you are supposed to take lessons. It's a place where you are supposed to learn. It's a place where you are supposed to rectify yourself for the hereafter. None of us know if we are going to leave this world in the state of iman. None of us know what's going to be our last moments in this world. What's going to be our situation? Then why aren't we working to rectify those moments? Why aren't we working to rectify our life? This is the message I want to give you from today's episode. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this world. And in this world, there are Muslims, there are kuffar. But this world is a prison for the Muslims and jannat for the kuffar. Yes, the disbelievers are enjoying everything. The luxuries, the bounties, everything of this world they have. In the hereafter, they are going to suffer. They will be tormented. They will be punished. And a Muslim in this world, he cannot enjoy every luxury. He can't eat whatever he wants to. He can't drink whatever he wants to. He can't see whatever he wants to. He can't move around. He can't go wherever he wants to. There is limits. Because in the hereafter, then you will enjoy the eternal, you know, enjoyment in Jannah. The luxuries, the beauties of Jannah is for you. If in this world you control yourself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world, you please Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in the book Malfuzati Ala Hazrat. Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated, it is stated in the blessed hadith, if the value of the world were equal to even a mosquito's wing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, would not give even a mouthful of water from it to the unbelievers. Means the value of this world is not even equal to a mosquito's wing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no value of this world at all. That is why the kuffar have been given this world. They are enjoying every luxury in it. But this world is not, you know, a place of enjoyment for the believers. This message I want everyone to take away with you all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon whatever we have learned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to have the proper understandings of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the true understanding of deen and the jazba and the shock, the enthusiasm of learning ilm-e-deen. Remember, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman. Instill this love in your heart, in your mind. If you have this love, by Allah, you have everything. If you lose this love, you lose everything. Be happy, stay happy, be positive, think positive, stay positive. We hope to see you soon, inshallah, azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance.